Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner. We'll continue our conversation about education in the coming weeks and try to bring folks who don't agree with these folks on the air to have at it with them. But right now we're switching gears to talk about what's going on at the Hyatt Regency Hotel. This will also be the beginning of a conversation we talked about today. We're going to have brings all the stakeholders in because the Hyatt Hotel is one the city underwrote that they just bailed out. We're going to talk about what that means, especially in terms of the majority of our city council saying they will agree to the boycott of not doing things at that hotel that the union workers have asked. We're here with Tracy Lingo, organizer with Unite Here Local 7 in Baltimore. Good to have you back, Tracy.
Thanks for having us.
And Brian Duller, bartender at the Hyatt Regency Hotel in downtown Baltimore. Brian, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Thank you.
So tell us what's happening here. Now, why are we calling for a boycott of this hotel?
Do you want to feel that one? You want me to do
it? You still working there, Brian?
Yes, I am.
So if they boycott, you're not going to get any tips from that. That's one. Go ahead.
We started organizing publicly the union at the Hyatt last summer. And basically what is going on is we've had a lot of rallies. We had a court case with the National Labor Relations Board for the unfair firings.
That you won.
That
we had a show about that.
That right. We had a settlement. And the people that were fired for 1 minute late, they were reinstated. And now we have had a resolution passed in the city council urging the city government is urging the Hyatt to abide by their lease, which states that they should not use temp workers. About a third of the workforce are temped out. These are jobs that could be direct jobs to people. And they should be the people, and the Hyatt is in violation of the local government. They're urging the Hyatt to support us by hiring these people directly and to enter into a labor peace agreement with us, the union, and the union organizing committee there that's leading this fight. And this is the same labor peace agreement that the Hilton workers received when the Hilton opened up. It is the same labor peace agreement that the Hyatt in Denver received when it opened, and it's the same labor peace agreement that the Hyatt in Portland, Oregon, which is not even built yet, that the city made an agreement with the Hyatt Corporation there, and so, we're asking them to abide by their landlord and their local government.
So, and Tracy, it seems if this is a city-backed hotel,
mm-hmm.
that it shouldn't be as difficult as this to get this done.
It would seem like that. So, you know, the Hyatt was built as part of the Inner Harbor redevelopment project and received about $20 million in state and federal funding. And there are a lot of people on the city council, including Mary Pat Clark, who remember that story. We were in Annapolis just recently, and Senator McFadden, who is now at the state level but used to be on the council, told the same story, that the expectation there was that Hyatt would provide good jobs, and that part of that was being neutral and allowing people to organize. And that 30 years ago, they completely went back on that and ran the same kind of really vicious anti-union campaign that they're running now. And so what the city council really is doing is calling on them to, you know, both to abide. It's sort of sad that we have to have a city council resolution asking them to abide by the contract that they actually already have. But what's happened, I think, is you know, just no one, until the workers raised this issue, I think no one was kind of watching. And I think that's unfortunately kind of the issue with a lot of these development deals, or has unfortunately become the issue, that these big development corporations, including Hyatt, get a ton of money of our tax money, but then don't actually feel any obligation to return a public benefit to the city.
And that's a major issue, I think, especially with public financing. What's a public benefit?
It's a huge issue because and we see it now. I mean, the mayor's calling on, you know, saying let's improve the economy by bringing in 10,000 families that make $100,000 a year. Well, you know, what if every worker in Baltimore made $40,000 a year? Like, what would that do? Interestingly, we've been doing some research and you know, the average wage for housekeepers in Baltimore is about $10 an hour right now.
Mm.
And working for the very same companies that we all work for here, Hyatt, Hilton, Marriott, workers in Philadelphia, where about 50% of the hotels in Philadelphia are unionized, housekeepers there make $15, $18 an hour. So we thought about it and said, well, what would it look like in Baltimore if there are 6,000 housekeepers in Baltimore, if those 6,000 workers made even $15 an hour, what that means? It means $61.8 million more dollars in the Baltimore economy. And that's what
Wow.
we're saying is let's have a model of development that's based on making sure the people here can make a real living, and then you have money for schools, and then you have money for rec centers because you have a tax base.
So what would it mean if the union got what they wanted? They got the contract with this, and they became a unionized hotel. How would it change everything?
Do you want to answer that? Or do you want me to? I mean, I think, first of all, I'll let Brian answer a second. But, I mean, it's going to give us a lot more power to be able to negotiate for ourselves what we think is fair. The question here is not, is there enough money in Baltimore for people to live well? The question is, are we going to make the companies give it, share it?
I mean, I think it's about what kind of city economy do we have here? Do we have one for just the developers, or do we have one for the people that actually work in it, one that works for the workers? I think what it means is that, you know, there'll be a lot more of a future and hope for the city and for people's families and for their children. And it would mean that we don't feel like we have to give, you know, huge tax subsidies without any strings attached just because, you know, they can go somewhere else. And so we have to sink to the lowest common denominator. I think it would mean a lot of things economically for people's families, but also a sense of pride for the city and for, you know, not having to string together two different jobs to take care of your family or postponing going to school because the schedule is so irregular. I just have to work whenever I work and I never know what my schedule is. I think it's having some sort of stability and, you know, power in the workplace to decide what our future is like.
So what is it? So where are we at this moment? I mean, the bookhead is on. I mean,
so the city council has called on the city to make take this stand to enforce the clause that says the Hyatt needs to hire all the workers directly and also to ask the Hyatt for a labor peace agreement, because this labor dispute is really putting the city's own ownership interest in the hotel at risk. You know, the Hyatt already, you know, had to pay out back pay money for all these workers, for the workers that were fired that they had to bring back. And, you know, that comes out of the city's profit sharing. So really that's in the hands of the mayor.
That's all of our tax dollars, you know, at waste trying to fight us from having a union. I don't think that's right at all. It's not right to the city, the people of the city either. Right.
So if people want to get information about this, what we have to break, tell me, what can they go somewhere to get?
They can find right here Local 7 on Facebook, and they can join our Facebook page. And you can also check out on Facebook the Campaign for Fair Development, which we're doing with United Workers and Community Churches United around the same issue of development.
Well, we'll come back to this in the coming weeks and see where this is and bring spend a lot more time with this and get other folks on to talk as well. I want to thank Tracy Lingo, who's organizer with Unite Here Local 7 in Baltimore, and Brian Deller, who's bartender of the Hyatt Regency in downtown Baltimore and one of the union workers who's helping to organize this and boycott Hyatt. Good to have you all with us.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
We're going to take a very brief break, and when we come back, we are going to look at what's happening the next hour in the Supreme Court between gay marriage and affirmative action both. Stay with us. Don't go away.